Okay, today's daf is Me'ila Daf Chaf. And again, during this time, we're trying to get up the dafim. Make sure, hopefully, we'll get onto a semi-regular schedule in a couple of days. But right now, Chaf Yutas Mabei is the second to last line, the last Mishnah here in the fifth parak of Meseches Me'ila. And we talk more about different details of the Isser and how the Isser can be violated. Remember, the previous parak had enough of it, a number of Tzir of Shas issues, but this parak has been more about the details of Me'ila, the Hana'a of Me'ila, the Hotza'a of Me'ila. Remember, we spoke about two different ideas within Me'ila. Can they be Mitzarev to each other? That was what we just saw in the last Mishnah about the Hana'a and the Nezek. And the balance, as was mentioned, we know that Hektish is excluded from Hezek. Right, prat le'breu, prat lehektish. So if one just damages, one doesn't violate me'ila. One has to benefit or motzi it from the mikdash, and in that way, then one would violate. But either way, says the last Mishnah here, natal evan okora shel hektish, harei ze lo ma'al. If somebody takes a stone or a kora shel hektish, harei ze lo ma'al, one does not violate me'ila. The question is, why wouldn't one violate me'ila? As we're going to see in the Gemara, even though it seems like, what do you mean? Why one shouldn't one be Moel? If somebody takes stones or boards of the Mikdash, we will see that we're talking about the Gizbar here. We're talking about the Gabbai of the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore he has rights to move around the Beis HaMikdash items, and therefore right when he takes it, it has not been Yotzei Lechulin. But again, obviously, if somebody, a head yot, would take anything from the Beis HaMikdash, one would violate Me'ila right away. Even Bizman HaZeh, there are discussions in the Poskim, if you look in the Tshuvas of the Sha'arei Tzion, Rav Shmuel Rabinovitz, the Rav of the Kotel, and the Makom HaSak Kadoshim Eretz Yisrael, he has chuvis related. The first chuvah in his chuvah sefer, he discusses the kedushas avnei kosel ma'aravi, the kedusha of the stones. Of what is the level of kedusha? So we know he quotes all of the chazals. Ein shchina lo'olam, ein shchina zaza me'akosel ma'aravi. Shnemar hineze omiracha kaslenu nechlu baze apos. Right. So the medrash even says, which is amazing, 2,000 years ago, they already said that the Kotel Ma'aravi is never going to be broken. If you would have asked any of our enemies, would that wall still be standing? You would have asked the Romans, okay, we left one wall. Will it still be standing 2,000 years later? The Midrashim say it's always going to be standing there. We already have the Misora. There's a Machlokas relating to the earlier Machlokas Achronim. What is the Kotel? But again, we assume Lamaisa, like the Poskim, that say that the Kotel is the wall of the Harabayis, not of the Azara. That is what Rav Tokachinsky writes in Ir HaKodesh VaHamikdash. Amna Migdoli Yisrael Pikmaku V'Chavudaitam Shemikos Lazara. Some were more Machmir, Ritzvikers Kalasher, and others. But again, the Minaga and the Mesorah that has been given down. Kfar Nizbara Lamadai V'Nira Bechush Hu Yisod Chomas Harabayas. And the Sefer Ir HaKodesh VaHamikdash brings Hochachos Shakosal Tomechas Harabayas Gofo Yosem Yabam Amma Yisodosav. Right, even the math. Related issues. And all the poskim, Tzitzit Eliezer and others discuss that this has, again, might not violate to the full extent because it's only the Choma of Harabayis, but it definitely is not appropriate to be taking stones or any part of the Kotel home as a souvenir. And he quotes that, what about sticking one's hands in? Right, he quotes that Tzitzit Eliezer quotes the Maral Diskin, Im nachon mashashamu bishmo al das hachnosis yadayim l'toch hachorim, shiyashem kosel maravi, mishla daito hakosel taharabayish anarom monus kadish klau. This topic, havraso shaksolim nivnu michutz l'tof kuf ama, talks about all the different details. But that's in Siman Aleph. And then in Siman Zayin, he talks about, is there any type of me'ila associated with the Kotel? What about if I'm really hot? And if I'm going to daven at the Kotel and there's a sunny spot and a shady spot, there's no problem of going to the shady spot to daven. One doesn't have to daven in the sunny spot. But what if I'm walking around in the old city and I'm just very hot and I just want a place to stay in the shade? So I'm going to walk all the way to the Kotel just to sit in the shade of the Kotel. So we know kol marav areach eibo mishum me'ila. That's not the full me'ila, but is there a daraisa? Is there a problem with that? That's what he discusses here. Hayimutur lehanos bekosel maravi bitzilo o b'shimush mamish kon tliyas beged al ziz hayotz mimenu lismoch atzmo al kosel, to tie your shoes. Ubemin minag aral akachas me'avni hakosel maravi. Here's where he talks about taking the stones in this simon. Kaviyachol kiskula lahatzlacha v'chadome. Umehem ke'elu hamenichem es osam avanim netutzos b'makom hamishtamer kemisgeret. This is going to be Mala as Yerushalayim al Rosh Simchasi if I have this in my hand. Number one, Ha'echad Mitzad Itzer Me'ila, Ba'avnei HaKosel. Or Moshe Feinstein, he quotes, Said the gam ba'amash alachul reshuso apelo ana ika iser mili ikal hotzah mirshus hektesh apelo ana v'chulu v'gam pashid he says shenosaf lister meila v'israel l'shamushi v'adyota ika iser chamur delosasun kain right iser netitza iser breaking anything from the base of Migdash shulav denotitz evim nahechol menam izbeach menazaros v'ubarer af meazaros taharabayis. Even if you want to say the Me'ila only applies from within, the Isra of Netitza of the Beis HaMikdash applies even outside, and therefore, Ha'olim Mikal Ha'amor, after another page, Sheish Isra Me'ila Af Ba'ofan Shem Mishtami Shalokadarkan, Yesh Amarim Durabanan, some say even Da'araisa, Va'ozos Tochacha Rabasi, Klape Ha'menatsim Me'avne Akoto, Va'over Malkama Vakama Isurei Torah, Va'leam Yomar Meharasaya Chumacha Rivayach Mimcha Yitzayu. What's the pasuk? V'ilu shekfar avru v'natan lebeisam. What if you took it already? Mutelas aleim achov lahashiv avanavelum koman olachol apachas liyadenu alkach. Amanash nuchal lanicham bekodesh b'makom aroy. Let us know, even if it's not going to fit back in. You know, at least bring it, and at least whatever tshuva, what could be done. So that's relating to taking stones. Taking stones. That's what the Mishnah here spoke about. So if somebody takes a stone, but you're the gizbar. What if you're the gizbar of the? What if you're fixing the walls of the Beis HaMikdash of the Kotel? So then there wouldn't be a problem. So again, the gizbar, there's no problem with Me'ila. Continuing, Nasna lachaveiro. If the gizbar then gives it to his friend, then huma, the gizbar is moel because he's the one that is motzi it. He's giving it to his friend. The chaveiro lomal, and the chaver it's already chulin by the time the gizbar is motzi it. And therefore, the chaver is not moel. Bina'a b'toch beso. What if the gizbar took it home and took it and built it into his house? Harei ze lo ma'al ashiyadur tachtea b'shava pruta. One does not violate me'ila. We'll see why, as shown in the Gemara, until he lives under it the worth of a shava pruta's worth of hana'a. As long as he gets the shava pruta, how much a person would pay to be under the roof, how long for a shava pruta. Natal, so that's part one, with the stones of the Beis HaMikdash. If you look in Tosfos in Bava Kama, Bava Kama Daf Chaf quotes our Mishnah and discusses it. Tosfos wonders there, if the gizbar took it to use, why doesn't he violate Mila right away? So what, he doesn't, he's allowed to. But the second that he takes something of the Mikdash, as Tosfos, Bava Kama Chafim Abeis, the Tema, the previous Tosfos, V'im Tomar, V'im Mikol Makom, Limol, Davin Kmiskavein, Liknos. He's miskaved to be konis. What do you have to wait till he puts it into his house for? Right when he has kavana liknos, it's his! And it's stolen! And therefore, why shouldn't you violate? So Tosfos says you have to be talking about a case where the gizbar did not realize that it was hektish. V'yesh lomar, de'ein adam moel ela b'miskaven lahotzio mirashus, mishahu. V'yacha husavar shalahu. Right, the whole thing is shogeg. He thinks that he is not, he thinks he's using his own. And that's why, until he puts it into his house and does a maisa, so then it's not going to be a problem. He thinks it is his. So that's Tosfos, Baba Kama, Chafim Abeis. Next case, moving away from stones. Not the pruta shel hektish. If there's money of the Beis HaMikdash, so then harei ze lo ma'al. Again, the gizbar does not violate. Nasa l'chavero, humal v'chavero lo ma'al. If he gives it to his friend, again, he violates, he's motziyet, and his friend does not. Nasna la balan. What happens if the gizbar is going to a bathhouse and he gives it to pay for the shower that he's about to take? Ava bishalo rachatz ma'al. Even though he didn't take the shower yet, he violates shehu omerlo because he already has the right. He bought the right, and that already is enough. Shehu omerlo, he says to him, the bala merchat says, "Hare merchatz pasuach lefanecha. It's open. He kaneis rachatz. Go take a shower. Feel free to use it." So therefore, because of that, schus hishtamshus. Then the ma'us was kona something. That's what Tosfos says in Divrei Maaseh Shehu. Klomer habalan yomar ein adaver ma'akiv bi sharei hakol muchan b'yemkein kana ha'ma'us. Right, the money is there. You gave me the money. Feel free to use it. A schus hishtamshus is already something that one could buy. That's considered tangible, and therefore that's already a hotzah of the money even before it is used. Good. Achilaso, we find even in Hilchas, again, we're not getting too detailed into it, in Hilchas She'ela, he becomes a Shoel, maybe not only when he actually uses it, but when he has the rights to use it. Right? When he has the rights to use it, so then he already is responsible on the level of She'ela, and not just if he actually uses it. Good. Next, we've had this quoted a number of times already. Achilaso v'achilas chaveiro. Hanayaso v'anayas chaveiro. If the eating of two different people can be mitztari for the Isra Me'ila. What does that mean? If I eat half the shear and you eat half a shear, how is that mitzvah to me? Who's going to bring the korban? So Tosfos says, no, it's talking about a case where I am responsible for both eatings. I eat half, and then I'm ma'achil you, the other half. So then I could be responsible for both. It's not just two people doing combining. It's not like shnayim she'asa'uhu. One person, Tosfos, ochel b'chatzi pruta ve'he'echil l'chaveiro b'chatzi pruta. So he was involved in both parts. Achilas v'achilas chaveiro. Hanayasov anayas chaveiro. Achilasov anayas chaveiro. Hanayasov achilas chaveiro. All the different permutations, mitstarfim zemzeh, the afilu lizman meruba. Right? Even if it's a long time in between, there's no statute of limitations on half of me'ila, and however long it takes, one would be chayiv. Again, as long as one person is involved. If one person, if two people are in a room, they each split a hamburger of hektish, they each eat half of a, so then that's not going to be mitzvah, right? They each did their own half of an avera. That's going to be a case where one person is responsible for both sides of the avera. Good. So now the Gemara says, ask what we already explained. So maishta hu, maishta chavero. The first line, if he takes a stone, he doesn't violate, gives it to his friend, he does. Amar Shmuel, begizbar hamasuras lawaskinan. We're talking about the gizbar, the gabbai of the Beis HaMikdash, who has rights in these stones, and therefore when he first takes it, and he doesn't know that it's shel hektish, he didn't do anything yet. If somebody builds it into his house, then he is not chayiv. If the gizbar builds it into his house, he's not chayiv until he does build it and lives under it. So lama liyash yadu tachteha kiven deshanye ma'al. Again, what do we need the dira under it? Right when he put it in, wasn't he mishana it? He built it into his house, right? The Mishnah says that binah is not enough. You have to be live under it, right? When we were binah, right? Kiva the shanye ma'al, right? When it was changed, right? Or the other girsa, kivan dibana ma'al. Interesting. We'll have to see if there's a significance to that, right? But once he was changed it, the mafarishir, kiva the shina, shepichsa v'chatcha. He cut it. That's the assumption here, right? When you mishane it, doesn't that mean that you physically changed it? Inami shebina'a bebinyin. Two different deus. Wow. These two different deus are, represent the machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Meseches Baba Kama. Back there, Dav Chafim Abeis. Tosfos, Rashi says there, what does it mean? Bana betoch beiso? Bana velo kava, Rashi says. Rashi's lashon there in Baba Kama, Chafim Abeis. Bana Vilokava bivinyan, delo aveshinui. I'm sorry, I'm reading already the maskana. Let me just read the next line of the Gemara and then we'll explain it. That's where the machlokas appears, but the 2 days in the Mefarish are on the question. But let's just do the next line. So Amar Rav, why? The Gemara again asks, why do you have to live under it? Why don't you just, when you just put it in? Amar Rav, shokonchi nichal pi aruba. You have a skylight, and you just put it in, stuck it into the skylight, so you didn't do any shinu yet. You didn't really do anything yet. Right? You put it in there. That's why you're not going to be chayiv yet until he lives under it. Fine. So explaining that line, that you put it into the aruba, Rashi says there in Baba Kama Daf Chaf, the lo kava bevinyan. You didn't like, what would you translate that as? You weren't kovea, you didn't set it in a permanent basis. The lo avishinui. So therefore it's not a shinui. You just stuck it in. Hilkach lo yamalash yadu tachteha. Tosfos says there, sounds like from Rashi that if you would stick it in permanently, that would be a shinui. Says Tosfos, wouldn't that be a shinui hachozel or b'riyaso? Wouldn't that be a shinui that you could undo, which is not nechshav a shinui in Hilchus, Geneva, Gzela, and other areas? V'tema ki kava nami lo kani. The shinui hachozel or b'riyasohu. Even if you were koveit, you weren't kona. I disagree with Rashi. Rashi says only if you weren't koveit, you just placed it on the aruba. Even if you stuck it in and you were koveit, it shouldn't be good enough. Say the Mefarshim, says the Rashi and others in the Shulchan Aruch says here, to explain Rashi, Rashi must understand that to be koveya it, you're going to have to chisel it out and squeeze it in and shape it to the opening. So when Rashi says kava is excluded, that's because that would be a real shinui. That would be a real shinui. Just placing it, sticking it in, obviously Rashi would agree. Shinui chozel b'riyaso is no good. So maybe fundamentally Rashi would agree to Tosfos. If you look at some of the Achronim, one of them, the Shar Melech, says maybe you'll be mechalik between different areas of halacha. Who says that Shini Chozel B'Yaso is a problem by Gnevin Zela? Maybe by Me'ila there are different rules. Maybe by Me'ila, any type of Shinui, even a little Shinui, is good enough to violate Me'ila. Right? Especially if we say that Shinui plays a different role by Gnevin Zela and by Me'ila. By Me'ila, you have to do something that undermines, that changes. It belongs to the Beis Hamikdash. It shows usage. It shows something. So you might have a very low level what is needed to violate. When it comes to Gnev and Gzela, you might say something very different, right? We discussed years ago, I don't think recently, right? The sugya of Shinui Kona. Back in Perek Meruba and in Lulav HaGazel, the sugyas of Shinui Kona, and the two general approaches of the Achronim, based on the Rishonim, really. Already, Shinui Kona, what does that mean? I steal wood, and then I build it into a chair. So Shinui Kona, what does that mean? Is that a real kinyan? You can be kone through hagba and meshicha and chazaka and the shtar and kesef and shinui. Shinui is on the list of kinyan. Mamish shinui kone. Is that how we should understand it? Right, they're taking the words literally. Maybe others say no. Shinui can't be kone. Shinui just means it's something new, and therefore what? Really, the Achronim say, really the Kenyan happens right when I take it, right when I'm gonev. That's when I'm koned. But there's something that's holding back the Kenyan. There's a chiyav hashava. I have to return it. So there's a Kenyan with a chiyav hashava. That's why the Kenyan can't be chal. But what does Kenyan, what does the Shinui do? Shinui removes the chiyav hashava. Once the chiyav hashava is removed, Memela, the Kenyan from original, from T1, kicks in. Two very different approaches to Shinui Kona. Right, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Beis. Kimle bedarabim inei could knock out a chiyav hashava. Right, if somebody steals something b'machteres, and then if there's kimle bedarabim inei, right when he breaks something, Gemara seems to say that if he breaks something when he was b'machteres, the guy was running after him, he could keep the item. He could keep the item. What do you mean? It's a stolen item. It's clear from that Gemara. Shinui isn't being machneh to him. It's just removing a chiyav hashava. Kimle can knock out a chiyav hashava. The kinyan is from originally. There's even a very interesting comparison in the Tosas Rid. The Tosas Rid in Lulav HaGazel. At the end of Lulav HaGazel, the Tosas Rid is bothered why a Hadas stolen should be a problem. Why should a Hadas stolen be a problem? Says the Tosas Rid, a stolen Hadas is not worth a Shavapruta. I don't know, maybe in that day. Right? How much can you sell one Hadas for? Says the Tosas Rid, a Hadas Pachos Bishavapruta is something that if I would steal, it would be Eino Yotze B'Dayanim. It would be Pachos Mishava Pruta. Says the Tosfos Rid, comparing, isn't Pachos Mishava Pruta just like Shinui? And therefore, if you have a stolen Hadas, you should be able to use it. Because it's just like a Shinui was out. What does a Shinui have to do with Pachos Mishava Pruta? Shinui Kona means, you don't have to, it's yours, no? That something happened. What does that have to do with Pachos Mishavapruta? The only way that they're connected is that they're both Eino Yotzei B'Dayanim. But Shinui Kona has nothing to do with making a Hadas Gazel yours, unless you say they're both about removing a Chiyav Hashava. If it's Shinui is about not having a Chiyav Hashava, then in those cases, that way, it's comparable. A Pachos Mishavapruta and Shinui, both of those, no chiyav hashava, and in that way, you can compare them. That's his question. His answer is fascinating also. He says, kishagazal, not really our issue now, but once we're here, kishagazal davar sheim bashar apruta, avo bishin yachol otziyo badayanim, v'labar hashava, mikom makom, hagozel b'may kna'o. If you steal something less than a shavapruta, it's not considered stolen from the nigzal, but what makes it yours? It's kind of a limbo status. The afalpi she'ena chashuva gezela eitz a kapit alei. Kivan de lo hav yedidei. Upasla mishum gezela. It's not really guzzle, but it is guzzle. Mitzad Hashem. Here's the next line. He says it again. Afagab de lagabi nigza lo chashuv gezela eitz al haborei chashuv gezela. Wow, what a great line. Kivan shalo kana beklum. Velo karina belachem. You aren't kone it. Shini kone is better in that way. You changed it. If you steal something that's worth less than a pruta, yes, you don't have to return it. So mitzad the nigzal, something wasn't stolen from him. But this item in your rishus, that's stolen goods. Hashem knows it's stolen. Ve'enu yochel l'kayim ba ha-mitzvah. Ava l'masa ba shinui ma'isa. Ava yishinu chayav litin l'nigzal klum. She'ein bo shavapruta kasher kivan de'yave be shavapruta avikani le'vachub. So, but again, that Tosas Rit highlights the idea that how could shini kone and pachat mishavapruta be comparable if they both remove a chiyav hashava? So then, Memela are comparable. So, how does that relate to us? This Shar HaMelech, that says maybe, right, to the, what Tosfos asked on Rashi here, if you would just put it in, even if you would stick it in, it would be Shini Chos L'Briyaso. It wouldn't be good. Maybe there's a difference between Shinui by Mi'ila and Shinui by Gneva and Gzela. If Shinui by Mi'ila has to do with a real Kinyan, Shinui by Gzela has to do with a real Kinyan, it's not Shayach to compare the two. If it's Chiyav Hashava, that has to do with somebody else's property, what you have Chiyav, and maybe it's comparable to Mi'ila. But if it has to do with a Shinui that's a Kone, unless you say the opposite, you can say the opposite too. Okay, but either way, you might be Mechalek, he's Mechalek, and you might be Mechalek based on the approach that you take to Shinui Kone. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Kivan de Bani Lei, Miha Sma'al. But once he builds it into his house, he violates when he lives under it. Lema Messiah Lelarab. But one second, it's Mechubar. Can you violate Mi'ila ben Mechubar? So it must be a riot to Rab. The Amarav, Mishtach Velabayas Asro. Talush Ulubasov Chibro is considered Talush for laws of Avodah Zarah. That's Rav. So he bows down to a house, he asks, even though the house is Mechubar, but it's Talosh al-Basof Chibro. It was detached, now it's attached. So, maybe, is this a riot to Rav? And again, what's the assumption of the question? That we're comparing Avodah Zarah and Me'ila. Gemara, every three or four lines, the Gemara can compare context and either accept it and reject for other reasons or reject the comparison. So Gemara here says, Amar Avacha, Breid Ravika, Me'ila is different. Me'ila is different. You might say in general that Tala Shalabasov Chibro is called Mechubar, and for Avodah Zarah it would not be Asr. But Me'il is different. Hanoa Haniris Lainayim Asra Torah. The Torah Asr is anything that is clearly visible to the naked eye as Hanoa. Clear. People see this rock that's covering up your window, and it's protecting you from the elements. So that's Hanoa Nir Lainayim. That's good enough for Me'ila, even though for other areas it might be called Mechubar and no good. If you say Mi'ila has to do with Bizoy and Hakdish, this also fits in. People see that the base of Migdash's property is being used as a, and for Hedyo, that's really Mivuse. Lema Messiah, Le Bletz, how about the following? Maybe the following could be a Raya to Rav. Hadorba Bayashal Hakdish, Kimish and Enemy Menomal. If you live in a house of Hakdish, Amar Eish Lakish, no Raya. Hasam Kishek, Dishal, Bsof Beno. Maybe there it was Hukdash before, the stones were Hukdash before you built it into the house. So once you built it into the house, that's where he would say, it is still violates Me'ila. Aval Benola Basofek Disho Mai Lomal. But what? Then if it was first built and then Hukdash, there wouldn't be no Me'ila because it's Mechubar. So my Arya Roed Vatani. So why do you have the next line of the Brisa? Hador Bebayashal Ma'ara Lomal. Why are you Machalik between a bias of Hektish and a bias in a cave? There's no Me'ila because that is Karka. That's not Talosh Basof Chibro. If you have a cave, it's for sure no Me'ila, but why do you have to bring in a new case? Lema, Hadar Bebaye Shalavanim, Shebino Lebasov Hikdi Shalomal. Why aren't you Mechalik within the same case of house? And it depends whether the stones were hooked us before or after. Answer, Amri, Hapsikale Alopsikale. The cave case is clear. In all cases of the cave, there's no Me'ila. So Bryson wanted to make that, have a clear-cut case where there are no Chilukim. So that's why it has that case. Upsikale. Halopsikale. If you put something in the house, you know, this yes, this no. The Brisa would rather, wants to say in the second line, something that is clear cut and not up for discussion. Good. The Chashukei Chemed here, Zilberstein, has a case using stones, different stones for different things. Could you use stones from a former bathroom to build a shul? It was a building that was knocked down. I'm using raw materials. Nisparku avnei beis akise. Ha'im mutter livnos mehen beis akneses. So you go through. Mitzad echad, it's bizayo. And one shouldn't. But mitzad sheni, you're being malit. Right? We discover where Moshe has a tshuva and others discuss about making a shul into a church. Making a church into a shul. Making a church into a shul. So what do? You have to be mishana it somehow. Change the insides, change the walls. And one has to make sure that it doesn't look. And doesn't have that feel. So he says, towards the end of the tshuva, without going into it, that he thinks it would be mutter. He relates it to Esnan Zona also. If an Esnan Zona is sold, then the it's fine, right? It doesn't transfer. And here too, once you change the status, and therefore wouldn't be a problem, among other rights. Okay, next Perek. Perek, Hadron Lachanene, Perek, Hashliach. The sixth parak here in Me'ilah, the sixth and final parak, two and a half daf before we get to the next Masechta. Shaliach sha'asa shlichuso. A shliach that does his shlichus. The shliach is told to do something and he does it. It just so happens that it was hektish. Baal habayis ma'al. The Baal habayis violates Me'ilah. This is one of the three exceptions to the rule of Ein Shliach Lidvar Aveira. The Gemara says in Maseches Kiddushin, based on Psukim, that there are three exceptions to the rule, Shlichus Yad, and Tichu Mechira, and Mi'ila. These are the three exceptions to the rule where if somebody sends a Shliach, the Baal HaBayis violates, not the Shliach. Every other case, if I tell a Shliach to do something, the Shliach gets the Aveira. But these three exceptions, the Baal HaBayis is the one that gets the Aveira. Interesting, the Gemara in Chagiga, the Mishnah in Chagiga, the Mishnah in Chagiga tells us in the end of the first parak that there are a certain areas of halacha that are not mentioned in the Torah too much. Heter nedarim parchin ba'avir, ve'elem amashi yismochu. Hatar zedarim is nowhere. Hilchas Shabbos, Chagigos, ve'hami'ilos. Harehem keharar matluyim besaira. They're like on a hair. She mikra muodu halachas merubos. Me'ilah is on that list. Shabbos, Chagi, Me'ilos. What of Mount Me'ilah is not in the Torah? The Mishnah says it's Kasaira Hatluyin Kaharatalya Basaira. So the Gemara there on Yudim Abayz says, Me'ilos, Mechtav Ksivan. What's not in the Torah? Omar Ami Bar Chama, Lo Nitzracha, Ela Lekidetznan, our Mishnah. This chiddush, Hashliach Shasa Shlichuso, Baal HaBayis Maal, Lo Asa Shlichuso, Shliach Maal. Chiyasa Shlichuso, Amai Maal. If he does a shlichas, why does the Baal HaBayis violate? V'chizeh chotev izeh mischayiv? Does it make sense? Ein shlich dvar avera. Hainu kaharar in atzulim besaira. That's it. This halacha is what the Mishnah is referring to. So the Gemara then goes to try other possibilities, but this is the first one. This is the first possibility. Something related to shlichus and me'ilah. That is what it says in Chagiga. That's what it says in Chagiga. Again, so the Baal HaBayis says ma. Let's continue. Lo asa shlichuso. If the shliach did not do what he was supposed to do, then the mishaleach's not going to get it, so then our shliach ma'al. Ketzad, for example. Amar lo tein basa lo arachim. If the shliach, if the mishaleach says, the Baal HaBayis says, please give some meat to the guests, and the meat happens to be hektish meat. And v'nasan lahem kaved, and he gave him liver. He gave him liver. Kaved v'nasan lahem basar hashliach ma'al. Because he didn't do what the Baal HaBayis wanted to do. As we'll see in the Gemara, is liver a kind of meat? But clear from the Mishnah that it's different enough that it's considered a shinui from the Das Baal HaBayis. The shlichus is broken and the shliach violates. Amar lo, but tein lahem chaticha chaticha. Give them a piece each. V'hu omer tushtayim. And the shliach says, take two. He adds on to what the Baal HaBayis says. V'heim not lushalosh. And they take three. Then kulam al. And each came Me'ilah, the Baal HaBayis on one, the Shliach on one, and the others on others as well. Ein Shliach Levar Aveira obviously is a huge topic, but this is one of the main discussions of it. Tosfos in Kiddushin, Daf Mem Beis, discusses our Mishnah and says, what's the case that the Shliach is Moel? What's the case that the Shliach, is the Shliach a Shogeg? If the Shliach, it must be a Shliach as a Shogeg, because we're talking about Me'ilah here. So he has Tosfos, Tema, Ha'a Karchach, Meir B'Shogeg. Diba mezid leka meila de'ain meila b'mezid. So it must be that he's a shogeg. Imkain yesh liach ledvar avera. So then there's no chiddush. Says Tosfos, there's no chiddush of saying yesh liach ledvar avera in this case. We say, oh, meila, one of the three exceptions. Says Tosfos, if the shliach doesn't know he's doing anything wrong, then we say always yesh liach ledvar avera. Delo shayach lameimar divrei harav divrei atama divrei mishomin kivan shu shogeg. What's the svara of the Gemara? Sometimes, not always. Sometimes quotes for ein shliach dvar avera. The svara of divrei harav divrei atama divrei mishomin. Who are you supposed to listen to? Listen to Hashem, don't listen to me. But if the shliach is a shogeg, then he has no idea. So says Tosfos, it's not an exception to the rule. It's obvious that you'd say yesh shliach dvar avera if the shliach was shogeg. So what's going on here? This is an exception to the rule. So Tosfos is forced to say, v'omeri t'hacha mairi afilu d'nizkar ha-shliach ka'amar d'mar Baal HaBayis. Wow. Even if the shliach realizes that it's hektish meat, the Baal HaBayis will still be moel. The Baal HaBayis, who is a shogeg, will be moel because of yesh shliach l'dvar avera when it comes to me'ilah. If you look in the Ritva, the Ritva there argues, again, this gets to the meat of the sugya, shlichus and dvar avera. The Ritva there says, Kiddushin Membeis. Pirish, Taima Ka'amrinan Shehu Kain Al Pirov. Most of the time, the Svara applies. Dibur Abba Dibur Talmud. Mihu, Dina De Oraisahu, the Afilu Hecha Deleka Lahaitaima. Kagon Shu Shogig, Bechayotse Bazet. The Feirish argues on Tosfos. Says the Ritva, this principle of Ein Shlich Dvaravera applies even if the Svara of Dibur Harava, Dibur Talmud, doesn't apply. So, Machlokas Rishonin. This gets to the root. So, what is the root? So, there is a difference of opinion in the postgame based on the Tosfos and others. Ein Shlich Dvaravera, is the focus on the Mishalayach? Well, he didn't do it. Ein Shlich Dvaravera, he didn't do it, so it's not his fault. Or is the other focus? Well, the Shlich did it. It is his fault. Those are two different focuses. Tosis is focusing on, well, it's not the Shliach's fault. Shogeg, that's his focus. But the other focus could be, well, the Mishalech's not going to get the Aveir because, you know, he didn't do the act. But there is another idea. The language of the Shita Lanod Lami, there in Kiddushin, says, Butla Toras Shlichus, in the case of Ein Shlich Dvar Aveir, which sounds like the idea that is made clearer by their Achronim, and that is, there are certain items that are not nitan l'shlichus. So, for example, the Tosas read there, mitzvah shebegufo. I can't make a shliach to put on tefillin for me. I can't make a shliach to put a sin in a sukkah for me. Because there are certain actions that I have to do myself. I don't have the bailus. I'm not a bailum on mitzvos. Mitzvah shebegufo. And therefore, I have to do it myself. It's not nitan to give over the shlichus. Maybe I'm not a bailum on averos. So, there is no shlichus when it comes to an avera. Ein shlich var avera. It's not shlichasable. And therefore, Ein Shlich Dvar Aveira goes to the Shlich. The Shlich to the Aveira. Nothing to do with the Mishaleach. And that helps out for a number of issues. It might relate to the 2 days in Tosfos about Metziyat Daf Yud, whether Ein Shlich Dvar Aveira means it's totally mufka, or there's just no onesh. There's no chalos. There are 2 days in Tosfos there. A Kohen trying to, a Yisrael marrying a Grusha on behalf of a Kohen. Right? So there's a big nafkaminas, whether it's in terms of the Isser, there's a chalos at all of the shlichus, or it's bitul shlichus, again, big sukya. Just one other point to mention, because we have to do it here, if there's any daf and shas that we have to discuss this, the shitas are Rambam. The Rambam says, there's one exception to Ein Shlich Dvar Aveira, and that's Me'ila, which seems to be beferish against the Gemara and Kiddushin. The Gemara and Kiddushin says there are three exceptions. The Rambam says, one exception. Says the Rambam, in Hilchos Me'ila, Perek Zayin Alach Habeis, Ubechol HaTorah Kula, Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera, Ela B'Me'ila Levada, Shelo Yis'arev Ima Isser Acher. That's the Rambam. And ask the Velt on the Rambam. How does the Rambam say? Me'ila is the only exception. Shlichus Yad, Tzvicha Mechira. Why is that the only exception? So, there are many answers. I'll just mention one. The Ksos quotes the Maharit. The Ksos discusses this in Kuf, Reish Sadi Beis. Reish Sadi Beis, the Ksos says, in the name of the Ma'arit, really, Me'ila is the only true example of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Why? Because the Ma'arit says a Chiddush in Shlichus Yad and in Ticho Mechira. Shlichus Yad, using something, I'm a Shomer, I use something illegally that I wasn't supposed to use. So, says the Ma'arit, what's the Isser? The Isser isn't for you to misuse something that's not yours. It's that you shouldn't be responsible for it being used. So even if somebody else uses it, that's your avera. That's not a true case of yesh shliach l'dvar avera. It's kind of like there are certain averas out there that are result-oriented. Right? There's amir la'akum by Cirrus, right? Or by being matal mum bekachim. Grumma and Amir La'akum are the two litmus tests where sometimes the Gemara says it's Asa D'Araisa, even on the Grumma, even on the Amir La'akum. Those are two red flags that tell us result-oriented Isser. Because if it's about the result, it doesn't matter who did it, even if I did it indirectly, even if I did it through a guy. So those are the two cases to look sometimes. So says the Ma'arit here, in the Ksos quotes the Ma'arit in the Chidushim, in Kiddushin there, Adaf Membeis, Shlichus Yad is result-oriented. Make sure this is not used. And also, Tficho Mechira, which is a Chiddush. But, you know, there's no Isser just for you to shecht or sell. It's if you're responsible for the shechting and the selling. What if a katan would sell it? V'tficho Nami, I feel, even if a katan would shecht it. The Labar Shlichusu, Mechayiv. So those two aren't true cases of you did the Avera and I'm going to get punished. No, I did the Avera. Because take a wider view of what the Avera is. Only by Me'ila, you are getting benefit and I am getting the sin. So that's why the Rambam says that that is the only true case of Yesh Shliach Lidvar Avera. One idea from the Ksos in Reish Tzadi Beis. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Mantana. So who is the author of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said, if the Baal HaBayis says get meat, and he went and got liver, that's a shinui. That's a shinui. So who is the one that says that? Mantana, to call Milsa, to Mimlach Alei Shliach, Tarti Mili Havyin. Who is the one that says that if I ever send the Shliach to do something, and he has to come back and ask me, is this what you wanted? Like this case. The Baal HaBayis would say meat. The Shliach would come back and say, there's no meat. What about liver? So that's considered two things. If the Shliach would have to come back and ask, that's considered two different things. So that's what our Mishnah says. Because the Mishnah says he sends him to do meat, he does kaveh, that's a bitul HaShlichus. So who is the one that says that in Nidarim? Amar of Chizda Delok Rabbi Akiva. That's against Rabbi Akiva. Tisan, because Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah, in Nidarim, Hanodim and Ayarak, if somebody makes a neder, not allowed to get benefit from vegetables, Mutter B'Deluin. He's mutter to get benefit from gourds. Even though, according to the Tanakhama, even though he would ask and come back and say, how about gourds? No, it doesn't matter. That's mutter b'deluin. He's mutter. It's considered a separate thing like our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Oser. Rabbi Akiva says no. Because he would come back and ask, as Tosus here quotes the Gemara there, Rabbi Akiva replies to the Rabbanan. Right, Rabbi Akiva says, no, he would come back and ask, do you want gourds? Is that good enough? So the Rabbanan say back, this is all in the Gemara there. You see it's two different things, because he would come back and ask. And Rabbi Akiva says, what, would he come back and say, they don't have any vegetables, you want soda? Right, obviously, if he's asking, there's some shaychus to it. So Rabbi Akiva says, sir, it's considered one thing. So isn't our Mishnah against Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva says it's viewed as one thing. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Abaya, afilu tamer Rabbi Akiva, mi lo boy lemuche. Even Rabbi Akiva would agree. You're right over there. He says it's considered one thing. But he does agree that you would have to go back to ask. And here he didn't go back to ask. So that's going to be a shinui midas Baal HaBayis. You're right. Over there by Nedarim, we're trying to figure out the category of the foods. So the category of the foods, would he go back? Would he not go back? If he would go back and ask, that's considered one category of the food. But here, is it called a shinui midas Baal HaBayis? For sure. He didn't do what the Baal HaBayis wanted. And therefore, he would not be... you would not be considered doing what the Baal HaBayis wanted, and only the Baal HaBayis would be off the hook. Kiyam Rabbanan kamei de Rava, and when the Rabbanan said this in front of Rava, what Abaya said, Amalu Shapir Kamar Nachmeni. Right, Nachmeni said a great thing. Right, and we know we always mention the Machlokas Rishonim, which was the real name and which was the nickname. Right, Machlokas Rashi and the Aruch. Right, both quoted in Gittin Lamed Daled. Right, Gittin Lamed Daled, Rashi quotes the Rashi there quotes that his real name was Abaya. His real name was Abaya, right? But the Kinui was Nachmeni, right? That's Rashi in Gittin. Get the Gittin again. Rashi in Gittin Lamed Daled, and the Gittin Ashas there quotes the Aruch. Rashi in Gittin Lamed Daled, top Rashi. Hilchazak Nachmeni, one of the Alkagams. The Nira Be'enai, the Al Shem Sherabba Bar Nachmeni Gidel Rabbaya Bebeso, the Limdo Torah Shahaya Yatom, Hesi was Shem Aviv Nachmeni. Right, he was Masi, the shame of the father, Nachmeni. Right, Rabba Bar Nachmeni, out of affinity and love, he called his friend with that name because he was so close and he was raised as a brother. That's what he called. But if you look in the Gilin HaShas there, he quotes the Aruch exactly the opposite. Nachmeni, Shmo, his name was Nachmeni, but because he didn't want to call him by his father's name, because he had his father's name, his friend had his father's name, so he gave his friend a new, different name of Abaya. The Nachmeni Shmo by Barachua the Rabba Bar Nachmeni the Talmidei the Kivadavi Shmei Nachmeni Kishem Avua the Rabba Nachmeni Lavi Karele Bekol Shah Nachmeni Ayn Rama the Chosmamrim the Karele Abaya Blashan Aramis Kadam Shikore Avi the Salakle Abaya Abaya. Others say it's Abaya Av Hashem. Also the Haftarah that we just read, you know, from Hosea, right? Yud Dalet in Yud Dalet Yud Asher Becha Yerucham Yatom, the Rashi Tevis of Abaya. Okay, either way, Machlokes, we'll have to ask Abaya Nachmeni B'Shas Chias Amesim what his real name was and what his nickname was. Okay, Nafkamina, I know which pasuk he said at the end of the Amida every Shemona Esrei. Okay, Vayter. So Mantana. Mantana de Baligali Rabbi Akiva, who argues, is there a name for the Tana who argues Rabbi Akiva, who says, if you go back and ask, that's considered one? Considered two? Rabbi Akiva considers it one. Shimon Gamlieli, Titania, Hano de Benabasar, Asa Vachomine Basar, three makes a different Basar, you can't eat any Basar, Vasar Barosh, Uber Aglayim, Bikane, can't have the head, the legs, the kane, the trachea, Ubakaved, Ubalev, the Asar Basar, Ophos, and birds also. Fowl is also Basar. Umutter bebasser dug him vechagavim, but not fish and grasshoppers. Shimon Gamlieli matir barosh baglayim ubekane ubekaved ubofos dug him ubechagavim. Shimon Gamlieli matirs all of them. They're all considered separate. Vechein only beef. Vechein hay and even certain beef. Vechein hay Shimon Gamlieli omer kirbayim la basar hein. Also the innards are not called basar. Vochleim la bar inish. And if you eat them, that's not a human thing to do. Right? They're disgusting, and one shouldn't eat them. Nafka mina Tosfos says that if they're not roy lachila, it's not a mekal tos. Because nobody's considered, it's not called eating. Fine. So I asked the Gemara though, Ulatanakama, Maishta, Bavasar, Ophos, Bishim, Deragal, Inish, Do'amar, Losh, Kechi, Bisra, Dechiyusa, Vasai, Bisra, the Tzipra. Why? The Tanakama says that he's Usar in all Mine Basar. Why? Because people say, if you don't find meat, they'll say, well, we found some chicken. Ihachi, Hachinami, Ovid, Inish, Lomemra, Losh, Kechi, Bisra, Dechiyusa, Vasai, Dagim. They would do the same thing by fish, wouldn't they? Amar of Papa, B'yom HaKazas Kinan. The Brisa is talking about a case, a day where he was bloodlet, so lo achel inish dagim. People don't eat fish. The day they're bloodlet, therefore it can't be that he meant that. Gemara says, Yachid Tzibranami, they don't eat chicken. Yachid Tzibranami Nechel. He should also be able to eat chicken. The Amar Shmuel, because he wouldn't eat that either. The Mesukar V'achel Tzipra, Parach Libik Kitzipra. If you bloodlet and eat chicken, so then your heart's going to leave you. Meaning, there's no difference. You don't eat chicken either. So what's the difference between chicken and fish? So, Ela Amar of Papa, it's he has an eye ache. To Lachal Dagim. That's only bad, fish are bad for the eyes, but chicken is okay. And that's why he would go back and ask about chicken, but not about fish. And that's the case that the Bryce is just talking about, why one would be included in Basar and one would not be included in Basar. Right, again, this relates to the issue of chicken, and chicken is called meat, obviously, but what about fish and meat? What about fish and meat? That's the Gemara in Psachim. It's fascinating. The Gemara in Psachim tells us, as we know the source of it, Ayin Vavim Abeis, not to eat fish and meat because it is kasha l'recha uladavar acher. What's davar acher? Tsaras. So we don't understand this today. Right? How does fish and meat cause tsaras? But it's quoted in the Siman Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Tezayin in Yaradeya that you can't eat it. And even the Shulchan Aruch there quotes a number of other items, and the Shulchan Aruch says, like, Mayim Gluyim. Shulchan Aruch quotes Mayim Gluyim and says, but nowadays you don't have to worry about it. Here, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that, and nowadays you don't have to worry about it. So that's what the minhag of most in Klal Yisrael, not all, but the minhag of most in Klal Yisrael is still be makbid for this halacha. Of fish and meat, separate spoons, and washing your mouth out, all the different days in the Rishonim also. But there's fascinating discussion, 2 points. Number one, what about Recha Milsa? What about cooking fish and meat in the same oven? So by meat and milk, we paskin Recha Milsa Lachachila, not moist. Recha is just dry, aroma, not steam. So we generally paskin recha milsa lechatchila. If I cooked meat and milk in the same oven at the same time, both open but both dry, one should not do that lechatchila. But the yevet, you're allowed to eat it. But the yevet is not treif. Recha milsa lechatchila. What about here? What about fish and meat in the same oven? 3 days in the Rishonim, in the postkim. The Rama says same thing. Rama and Yerodeya Kufta Zayin, same opinion. Lechatchila, don't do it, but the yevet is okay. The Shach there in Kufta Zayin Sevkat and Aleph, not going to read it right now. He says because the whole issue is not is just saras, so it's okay. You could recha lav milsa even lachachila. That's from the Maharshal, but the Shach also goes to Be'er Sheva, exactly the opposite. Because this is chamir sakanta meisura, and therefore when it comes to this, it's even more chamur. Which again, the Chachmas Adam and others try to mention this lachachila, definitely not to cook it at the same time inside. Bittul is also an issue. Is there bittul b'shishim when it comes to dvarim shel sakana? Right, there's bittul b'shishim by yisurim, but dvarim shel sakana. So the Taz writes there also in Kufta Zayin Beis that dangerous foods cannot become nullified. Right, bittul is a taste neutralizer, but it still could be. You know, the dangers of the food are still there. and quotes the Maharil, a little piece of fish fell into a pot of meat, and he asked for the whole food. But not everybody agrees. The Shach there in the Kuris Agetev disagrees, right? Chamesh Chad B'Yisur is only in cases of Safek, not by Bittel. Lamaisa, there's Lamaisa cases, right? The Worcester sauce is a type of sauce that has a little fish in it that people like to eat with meat. So different kashrus organizations. I remember a couple of years ago, I haven't checked recently, that the OU had like, if it's more than 1.67%, they'll write fish on it. They'll write OU fish on it. But again, I haven't checked recently. But again, this is the issue of bittel when it comes to dvarim shasura mishum sakana. The Chashuki Chemet here, just one other, says somebody went through an ace, and they said they were no dare to give themselves and their money to Hashem. Nadar shehu umamono yuavadam Hashem yisbarach. Klamar, who yeavad Hashem? What does that mean? You'll do mitzvos. Vegam chelek mimamono yishamei shez Hashem yisbarach b'tzedakah b'chesed. How much does he have to give? So, interesting. Paskin from a pasuk. He quotes from Vayigash, when everybody says to Yosef, what are we supposed to do? Just buy us. And what did they say? So Mavuar, that Avdus is miskayim by a fifth, so therefore here too he should give a fifth of his money to Tztaka, and that would be good in the case of Neder. Okay, let's continue a little bit more. Again, bloodletting, refuos of the Talmud is also something fascinating. We don't do any of this anymore. Remember the Rabbi Kiv Eger in his quotes in Yoredeya in Shin Lamed Vav. In Shin Lamed Vav, he quotes the Cheirim HaGaonim. Cheirim HaGaonim, not to use any medicines of the Talmud. Bloodletting and fish and chicken, all of that. No, we don't understand it. We're going to be Mevazet. But he already quotes there from the Marshal, from the Maharil. Refuah shebachol Talmud asur l'nasos osam mishum de'ein adam yachol la'amod al ikaron. We don't know what they are, and we don't know how much, and we don't know how to do it. So therefore, we don't do it bizman hazeh. Okay, finishing up. Amar lo ten li chaticha chulu. The last case, right? The ten lo chaticha. The Balabai says take one. The shliach gives two, and everybody else eats three. Shma mina most of hashlichuso havishliach. So it sounds like from here that if I would be mosif onto what the Mishalech said, that's shlichus. That's not a bitul shlichus, right? Because it said the Baal Bais is mal. Isn't that a raya? So I'm Rav Sheshes. Maybe not. Maybe if we would have just said more than the Baal Bais, that would not have been, that would have been a shinui. But what happened here? To Amar shlich tolat achas mi daito, the achas mi daiti. One of them is from the Baal Bais and one of them is from me. So what's the chiddush? Ma'od the tema akar shliach shlichus say the balabayis velo limol. You might say that's still an akiras hashlichus because he added on. Kamashplan in that case he wasn't okay the shlichus. But in a case where he didn't specify, he just said yeah take two, and people would think that the balabayis said to take two, that would be an akiras hashlichus, and only the shliach would violate in that case. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue. See, Hashem, when the next, I hope to give the next, but we'll see based on the schedule over the next couple of days. Okay, we'll stop here.